Chapter 69. Nobody you know, apostrophe said Ralph. Step into the office, my dear. I'll be with you directly. Apostrophe, nobody I know. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Sir Mulberry Hawk, advancing to the astonished lady. Is this Mrs. Nickleby, the mother of Miss Nickleby, the delightful creature that I had the happiness of meeting in this house the very last time I dined here? But no. Apostrophe, said Sir Mulberry, stopping short. No, it can't be. There is the same cast of features, the same indescribable air of, but no, no. This lady is too young for that. Apostrophe, I think you can tell the gentleman, brother-in-law, if it concerns him to know, apostrophe, said Mrs. Nickleby, acknowledging the compliment with a graceful bend, that Kate Nickleby is my daughter. Apostrophe, her daughter, my lord. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Sir Mulberry, turning to his friend. This lady's daughter, my lord. Apostrophe, my lord. Apostrophe, apostrophe, thought Mrs. Nickleby. Well, I never did apostrophe this, then, my lord, apostrophe, said Sir Mulberry, is the lady to whose obliging marriage we owe so much happiness. This lady is the mother of sweet Miss Nickleby. Do you observe the extraordinary likeness, my lord? Nickleby introduce us. Apostrophe, Ralph did so, in a kind of desperation. Upon my soul, it's a most delightful thing, said Lord Frederick, pressing forward. How do you? Apostrophe, Mrs. Nickleby was too much flurried by these uncommonly kind salutations, and her regrets at not having on her other bonnet, to make any immediate reply, so she merely continued to bend and smile, and betray great agitation. And how is Miss Nickleby? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Lord Frederick. Well, I hope. Apostrophe, she is quite well, I'm obliged to you, my lord, apostrophe, returned Mrs. Nickleby, recovering. Quite well. She wasn't well for some days after that day she dined here, and I can't help thinking that she caught cold in that hackney coach coming home. Hackney coaches, my lord, are such nasty things that it's almost better to walk at any time, for although I believe a hackney coachman can be transported for life, if he has a broken window, still they are so reckless that they nearly all have broken windows. I once had a swelled face for 6 weeks, my lord, from riding in a hackney coach. I think it was a hackney coach, apostrophe, said Mrs. Nickleby, reflecting, though I'm not quite certain whether it wasn't a chariot. At all events, I know it was a dark green, with a very long number, beginning with a knot and ending with a nine, no, beginning with a nine, and ending with a knot, that was it, and of course the stamp office people would know at once whether it was a coach or a chariot. If any inquiries were made there, however, that was, there it was with a broken window, and there was I for 6 weeks with a swelled face. I think that was the very same hackney coach that we found out afterwards had the top open all the time, and we should never even have known it if they hadn't charged us a shilling an hour extra for having it open, which it seems is the law, or was then, and a most shameful law it appears to be. I don't understand the subject, but I should say the corn laws could be nothing to that act of Parliament. Apostrophe, having pretty well run herself out by this time, Mrs. Nickleby stopped as suddenly as she had started off, and repeated that Kate was quite well. Indeed, apostrophe, said Mrs. Nickleby, I don't think she ever was better, since she had the whooping cough, scarlet fever, and measles, all at the same time, and that's the fact. Apostrophe, is that letter for me? Apostrophe, apostrophe, growled Ralph, pointing to the little packet Mrs. Nickleby held in her hand. For you, brother-in-law, apostrophe, replied Mrs. Nickleby, and I walked all the way up here on purpose to give it you. Apostrophe, all the way up here. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Sir Mulberry, seizing upon the chance of discovering where Mrs. Nickleby had come from. What a confounded distance. How far do you call it now? Apostrophe, how far do I call it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mrs. Nickleby. Let me see. It's just a mile from our door to the Old Bailey. Apostrophe, no, no. Not so much as that, apostrophe urged Sir Mulberry. Oh, it is indeed, apostrophe said Mrs. Nickleby. I appeal to his lordship. Apostrophe, I should decidedly say it was a mile, apostrophe remarked Lord Frederick, with a solemn aspect. It must be, it can't be a yard less, apostrophe said Mrs. Nickleby. All down Newgate Street, all down Cheapside, all up Lombard Street, down Gracechurch Street, and along Thames Street, as far as Spigwiffin's Wharf. Oh, it's a mile. Apostrophe, yes, on second thoughts I should say it was, apostrophe replied Sir Mulberry. But you don't surely mean to walk all the way back? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh, no, apostrophe rejoined Mrs. Nickleby. I shall go back in an omnibus. I didn't travel about in omnibuses when my poor dear Nicholas was alive, brother-in-law. But as it is, you know, apostrophe, yes, yes, apostrophe replied Ralph impatiently, and you had better get back before dark. Apostrophe, thank you, brother-in-law, so I had, apostrophe returned Mrs. Nickleby. I think I had better say goodbye, at once. Apostrophe, not stop and rest? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Ralph, who seldom offered refreshments, unless something was to be got by it. Oh dear me no, apostrophe returned Mrs. Nickleby, glancing at the dial. Lord Frederick, apostrophe said Sir Mulberry, we are going Mrs. Nickleby's way. We'll see her safe to the omnibus? Apostrophe, by all means. Yes. Apostrophe, oh. I really couldn't think of it. Apostrophe said Mrs. Nickleby. But Sir Mulberry Hawk and Lord Verisopht were peremptory in their politeness, and leaving Ralph, who seemed to think, not unwisely, that he looked less ridiculous as a mere spectator than he would have done if he had taken any part in these proceedings, they quitted the house with Mrs. Nickleby between them, that good lady in a perfect ecstasy of satisfaction, no less with the attentions shown her by two titled gentlemen, than with the conviction that Kate might now pick and choose, at least between two large fortunes and most unexceptionable husbands. As she was carried away for the moment by an irresistible train of thought, all connected with her daughter's future greatness, Sir Mulberry Hawk and his friend exchanged glances over the top of the bonnet which the poor lady so much regretted not having left at home, and proceeded to dilate with great rapture, but much respect on the manifold perfections of Miss Nickleby. What a delight, what a comfort, what a happiness, this amiable creature must be to you, apostrophe said Sir Mulberry, throwing into his voice an indication of the warmest feeling. She is indeed, sir, apostrophe replied Mrs. Nickleby. She is the sweetest tempered, kindest hearted creature and so clever. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she looks clever, apostrophe said Lord Verisopht, with the air of a judge of cleverness. I assure you she is, my lord, apostrophe returned Mrs. Nickleby. When she was at school in Devonshire, she was universally allowed to be beyond all exception the very cleverest girl there, and there were a great many very clever ones too, and that's the truth. 25 young ladies, 50 guineas a year without the etceteras, both the Miss Dowdles the most accomplished, elegant, fascinating creatures, oh dear me. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mrs. Nickleby, I never shall forget what pleasure she used to give me and her poor dear papa when she was at that school, never such a delightful letter every half year, telling us that she was the first pupil in the whole establishment, and had made more progress than anybody else. I can scarcely bear to think of it even now. The girls wrote all the letters themselves, apostrophe added Mrs. Nickleby, and the writing master touched them up afterwards with a magnifying glass and a silver pen. At least I think they wrote them, though Kate was never quite certain about that, because she didn't know the handwriting of hers again. But anyway, I know it was a circular which they all copied, and of course it was a very gratifying thing, very gratifying. Apostrophe, with similar recollections Mrs. Nickleby beguiled the tediousness of the way, until they reached the omnibus, which the extreme politeness of her new friends would not allow them to leave until it actually started, when they took their hats, as Mrs. Nickleby solemnly assured her hearers on many subsequent occasions, completely off, apostrophe, and kissed their straw-colored kid gloves till they were no longer visible. Mrs. Nickleby leant back in the furthest corner of the conveyance, and, closing her eyes, resigned herself to a host of most pleasing meditations. Kate had never said a word about having met either of these gentlemen. That, apostrophe, she thought, argues that she is strongly prepossessed in favor of one of them. Apostrophe, then the question arose, which one could it be? The Lord was the youngest, and his title was certainly the grandest. Still, Kate was not the girl to be swayed by such considerations as these. I will never put any constraint upon her inclinations, apostrophe, said Mrs. Nickleby to herself. But upon my word, I think there's no comparison between his lordship and Sir Mulberry. Sir Mulberry is such an attentive, gentlemanly creature, so much manner, such a fine man, and has so much to say for himself. I hope it's Sir Mulberry. I think it must be Sir Mulberry. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and then her thoughts flew back to her old predictions, and the number of times she had said that Kate with no fortune would marry better than other people's daughters with thousands. And, as she pictured with the brightness of a mother's fancy all the beauty and grace of the poor girl who had struggled so cheerfully with her new life of hardship and trial, her heart grew too full, and the tears trickled down her face. Meanwhile, Ralph walked to and fro in his little back office, troubled in mind by what had just occurred. To say that Ralph loved or cared for in the most ordinary acceptation of those terms any one of God's creatures would be the wildest fiction. Still, there had somehow stolen upon him from time to time a thought of his niece which was tinged with compassion and pity, breaking through the dull cloud of dislike or indifference which darkened men and women in his eyes. There was, in her case, the faintest gleam of light, a most feeble and sickly ray at the best of times, but there it was, and it showed the poor girl in a better and purer aspect than any in which he had looked on human nature yet. I wish, apostrophe, thought Ralph, I had never done this. And yet it will keep this boy to me while there is money to be made. Selling a girl, throwing her in the way of temptation, and insult, and coarse speech. Nearly £2,000 profit from him already, though. Saw. Matchmaking mothers do the same thing every day. Apostrophe, he sat down, and told the chances, for and against, on his fingers. If I had not put them in the right track today, apostrophe, thought Ralph, this foolish woman would have done so. Well. If her daughter is as true to herself as she should be from what I have seen, what harm ensues? A little teasing, a little humbling, a few tears. Yes, apostrophe, said Ralph, aloud, as he locked his iron safe. She must take her chance. She must take her chance. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.